Hola, my number is Zaya Skivell, and I'm going to be talking about something important that happens all around the world, you know, constant, making people feel bad about themselves. I think you can guess it from now. It's kind of like about bullying. Yeah, it's a pretty good one. But, you know, people get bullied all around the world because they're hurting themselves. So they think, oh, if I'm hurting, I should hurt other people. Treat others you want to be the way you want to be treated. Back to kindergarten on this simple one. So, it's going to be pretty tough, you know, because I don't know a lot on bullying. I was a bullier, not gonna lie. I didn't get in trouble for bullying. From a kid that goes to this school now, he moved away and then he came back. And he got me in big trouble, but the only reason I bullied him is because he started bullying me. I was really stronger than him because, you know, I was a big body. No, I'm just kidding. I was skinny, 68 pounds. But bullying makes people feel bad, really bad. Just hurting constantly. They just want to hurt themselves after you hurt them. They just want to kill themselves. That's why suicide mostly happens, is because of bullying or, you know, depression. But that depression could be caused by bullying, so you never know what could happen. And I just touched a spider web. Egg. That's just a spider egg. But hopefully the bullying will stop. Because if the bullying doesn't stop, then more and more of it will come. And more people will get hurt. And no one likes to get hurt. It's just in our nature that we don't want to get hurt. So when you're thinking of making fun of someone, just think, is this the way that I would like it if people did this to me? Would I like this? And I'm guessing no. I would not like to get made fun of. Kenny got made fun of yesterday, so, you know. Hold up, wait 1 second. Sorry, people were talking. I can't talk in front of people. That's just not in my nature. Unless I'm like, you know, I always joke around. Because, you know, that's what I do. So I hide the pain of losing everything. So, bullying is the worst thing that could happen to someone. You could hurt someone. You could hurt the people they love because that person is hurting. And they don't like to see the people they love hurt. The main cause of suicide is, of course, bullying. I know I talked about that, but, you know, it's just so big how just making fun of one person can make them do that. I don't think I could ever do that. I would never be able to live with myself. I don't know about you, but I know I can, or y'all, I don't know who's reading this. I think it's Mr. Mark, but I don't know. But it's just, when I was a bully, I got, you know, in trouble at Rylander Elementary. My first year there, people make fun of me, so, you know, made fun of them hard and more often. But yeah, I got real trouble. That's what bullying does, it gets you in trouble. And no one likes to be in trouble, especially from their parents. Like, let's say if my kid ever bullied, definitely push them grounded, you know, from all this technology and outside. Because that bullying can really mess someone up for life. I know you probably heard a story where this guy goes back to his 20-year reunion, meets the guy he bullied. That guy that got bullied just hates him for life. Just a natural hate what he did to him. No one likes that. No one likes to get hated on. I know I don't like getting hated on. So I try my best not to be mean to anyone but myself. Let's see. Your kids are getting made fun of. What are you telling them to do? To me, I'll tell them to stand up for what? Stand up to the guy. Stand up to the bully. Because, I don't know. I think to overcome your fears, you have to face them. The fear of being bullied. That's what I did. And when I did that, you know, I got him scared and started bullying him. Which is kind of ironic. The bullied becomes the bullier. Sorry, I'm talking so soft. I just don't want to be loud so people cannot hear me. But it's pretty stupid how people can treat others like that. Only if they knew how to be treated like that too. That would crush them entirely because they never felt that pain before. Yeah. Treat others like you want to be treated. Main rule. If you're ever being bullied, just tell a bullier, how about I make fun of you? See how you like it. And then, you know, if he tries to hit you, I think what my parents taught me was if anyone pushes you, push them back. You say, if they push us up in sixth grade, I got pushed. You know, I was getting made fun of. He pushed me, and I went, push me one more time. And he did, so I picked him up, slammed him on the ground, got a 2-hour detention. You get consequences for your action. So bullies eventually will get the consequence of being made fun of just because they're strong. Then doesn't mean they're strong now. Get made fun of every day. Just take it. Until you finally tell them, no, I don't want to be bullied no more. You know what? I'm standing up. Just like I said. And then I'll say, how about I get everyone in the school to make fun of you? See how you like it. See how you'll feel after that. I don't think that person's gonna feel very well. Just saying. I think they're gonna feel awful. But I have 1 minute left. I like this subject because, you know, I have experience in this subject from both sides. I know what I'm talking about here. Just always remember what you're doing to people inside. Just think of that happening to you over and over and over again until you learn not to do it. Because it will always hurt you. Just because you're in pain doesn't mean you have to make other people in pain. That's to the bullier, like me. I was in pain. Then I bullied people in third grade. I don't know why people let me bully them, though. I was a little scrawny kid. And I'm Zaya Smell, and this is my sign-off.